You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I got shows coming up, people, and I really want to see you there. So let me give you some specifics so you can get your tickets and make your plans. September 24th and September 25th, you can see me in Phoenix, Arizona at Stand Up Live. More shows are always being added, so just keep checking RussellPeters.com for updates. Now, please enjoy the show.
We got Shannon Briggs texting me all day.
Shannon Briggs?
The fighter.
Okay.
Boxer, former two-time heavyweight champion of the world.
No, I used to be big into fighting.
Yeah?
And then, martial arts and fighting. I do all my stunts when I'm fighting.
It's Shannon Briggs.
And that looks like every boxer.
Yeah.
Every big... Yeah. Yeah, I used to do a lot of fighting. Teaching martial arts, Muay Thai. I started Muay Thai in 87.
Yeah, I started boxing in 85.
And okay.
Was just amateur. And then I do jiu-jitsu for the past 5.5 years.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love doing my own stunts and films.
I'm always scared to do them.
Well, with the right
coordinator.
Right projects. Well, no, not so much the coordinates. A lot of times I have to re-choreograph my fights, mm-hmm. which is fun to be able to do,
mm-hmm.
whether it's strictly hands or feet and hands or wrestling, stuff of that nature. But I remember doing, I was doing this sweeps episode. It was a two-part on something, and I was getting ready to do Pacific Rim with Guillermo del Toro, and I was going to do this first. And Peter Fonda, rest in peace, was the bad guy in it. And there was a scene where we get into it and we start fighting. And my director was like, "Hey, so I hear you like to do your own stunts." I said, yeah, yes, that's what you heard, huh? He goes, "Yeah, it's not true." I was like, no, it's true. So you excited to do this one? I said, no. I said, what do you mean no? I said, no, I'm not doing this one. He goes, "Well, I thought you'd do your own stunt." I do, but I'm getting ready to do a big film, and all due respect to the show, but, you know, and I love Peter to death, but, you know, Peter's older, and I, you know, these things happen, you know, yeah. I don't want to risk
it. I don't want to be the guy that hurt Peter Fonda.
I know I've got a stunt man. Oh, I'm not going to hurt Peter,
yeah.
But I know Peter, he was in his 70s at the time. He's, yeah. His motor skills, and I've worked with him before, so I know how he works.
You could see the deterioration even.
In short, so I showed up the next day and I said, "How'd the fight go yesterday?" "Oh, God." Well, the director's friend is a girl director. She came in to do the other fight scene and she got her nose broken. And then your stuntman got his cheekbone busted and his lip busted. And then Peter just started punching the cement because he was so mad that he punched the guy. And I was like, "Oh, and you wanted me to do that stunt." Yeah. See, now you see why I backed out of that one.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not because I'd love to do a fight scene.
Do you know a lot of the stunt coordinator guys in L.A.? Like Pete Antico, do you know Pete?
It's been a minute because I've done, when I was younger, I did a lot more violent films.
Yeah, you sure did. Because you can do a psycho really well. You do crazy really well. You
know, it's a good thing that I have a place to vent.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Because imagine.
And that's the thing, because people don't realize. Like,
whose home would I be in if not for movies?
There's Pete. No, I always tell people, I go, when you see actors doing things, it's not, they didn't randomly pick this energy out of nowhere. That's something that's inside of them. That's something that was there.
If
they weren't an actor, that could have been them.
I would agree with you in a lot of different ways. 187, I'd kind of been out of the hood
for
a minute.
That was a great movie.
That was that
love
was
that movie. Is that where you met Sam?
That is. I mean, actually, no. I met Samuel before. I met Samuel at the premiere of was it Menace? Yeah, or Dead Presidents. Fuck, where's
were you in Dead Presidents?
Yeah, I was in both of them.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, yeah. Was it Menace where he plays?
Yeah, the fuck you were in Dead Presidents.
Wait, was it Menace like, what you mean you ain't got the money yet? Motherfucker, better pay up or else. And he's like, I told you I'd pay your monkey ass when I'm ready. Yeah, who do you I think you is? Ron O'Neill?
Yeah, that was what's his name?
Jimmy.
Yeah, I'll pay your monkey ass when I feel like it.
Yeah, what? Yeah. And he started blasting on him. Oh, dude, yeah, that's my face. So that's where I met Sam for the first time. And I love that. That's one of my favorites. Me and Jacob Vargas memorized those lines. We used to play that back and forth, that scene, which is so much fun.
I always feel like Lorenz Tate should have got an Academy Award nomination a couple of times.
Yeah, he went
and
on.
And Chris Tucker could have got one for Menace. I mean, for
Dead Presidents.
For Dead Presidents.
Yeah, because, you know, Chris Rock auditioned for that. And there's quite a few people that auditioned. And Tucker, I mean, he's not illiterate, but he's not really a reader per se.
No, yeah.
Yeah, so he had to get off book to perform.
Yeah.
So he had to prepare. So then, again, the fear goes away, and he goes in, and he literally earned that role. So I had to do boot camp with him. Boot camp with Chris Tucker was hilarious.
Chris is a great guy. He's a good friend.
I love Chris. But this was before, you know, gosh, I don't even know if Friday had even come out yet. I don't think it had. Jesus. But
Dead Presidents was like 92. No.
92, was it? 93. No,
I thought it was like 96.
No, 187 was 96.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I remember Chris Tucker.
95.
That's when it got released.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but I remember Tucker got ambushed in the middle of the night because he didn't want to do his 50-50 night watch.
Right.
He told his hooch mate, he's like, go the fuck to bed, man. Ain't nobody stalking us. We had Captain Dale Dye stalking us. And I just woke up in the middle of the night. I just heard something. And I put on my glasses and I looked out. And I heard this chick-chick. And then boom, boom. And then a 50 caliber lit them up on this mountain. On this other side, they flanked them. Just da 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 da. I was like, oh, shit, they're dead. They're dead. And Lorenz and Michael Imperioli was my hooch mates, the three of us.
Right.
So we had to do 50-50 night watch.
I love Michael, too. And Lorenz. It's a good thing for me is like, just to be able to like, oh, yeah, I know them. I know that guy. It's kind of...
Bokeem Woodbine, he called me one day. He was like, yo, Cliff, you ain't going to believe this. I was like, what? It finally happened. I'm like, oh, my God, it finally happened. Like, what? He goes, yo, I got a car, man, and a driver's license. I'm like, finally? You're fucking 36, bro. Yeah. That shit should have happened when you were 15.
He's in New York, that's why.
No, this was L.A.
Yeah. I'm saying New Yorkers, they don't even understand. Like,
yeah, well,
he don't drive, right?
But you got a driver's license. You did.
55 years old.
How old were you when you got your driver's license?
53 years old.
I got my license when I was 16. Okay, Bo didn't get his shit until his 30s. Yeah, but when he called me, like, I'm like, motherfucker, that's not a surprise. I mean, I'm surprised that you got it finally, but it's not supposed to happen. When it happens, that's supposed to be 16. Because everybody's excited to drive when you're 16. You driving before then. Shit, I was stealing my parents' cars and motorcycles.
Oh, yeah, me and my friends were stealing cars back in the... mid-80s, and none of us knew how to drive. One time we stole a Dodge Omni hatchback four-door, and it was stick, and none of us knew how to drive stick. We were just jerking around the city. And like a bunch of idiots, I drove it to my house and parked it on the street like three houses up and then went home.
A stick?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was driving stick at 12.
Yeah. My first car after that was stick. The first car I actually got was stick because I was like, all right, I don't want this to happen again. And then my first two cars were stick, and now I miss stick.
Yeah, I know. I used to steal my dad's Harley when I was 13. It was a soft tail, so it was low. But when I was 15, he had an XT250, like the one that Rambo had in First Blood.
Right.
That one.
Eddie just got a new Harley.
Oh, yeah? Well, the 250 sits high, and I was 15, so I couldn't. I had to go to the curb to kickstart it, you know, and it was Culver City. And I had to fill it up with gas before my stepdad came home because he would have beat my ass.
Right.
So I put a helmet on, glasses, gloves, and a leather jacket so I looked older.
Yeah.
So when a CCPD would come next to me, mm-hmm. I'd be driving down Sepulveda, Culver Boulevard by Veterans Park. You know, when at the light, I had to get off the seat because I was tippy-toeing. The cops would come by, and I had a lot of older, so I just looked by and I was like, what's up, man? Just real quick. I couldn't be like, hey, what's up, guys? I'm copy. I was like,
just riding my dad's bike.
Yeah, I was just like just real like, what's up, man? I'm like, oh, hey. And then the light would turn green. I would get on it, and then I'm literally like hanging off the bike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it'll
trying to make it look like I'm thinking about something real quick.
Pretty much, yeah. But it wouldn't sit up. I was tippy toeing.
Is your dad American or
my real dad was, yeah, Clifton Senior.
Oh, okay.
But this was my stepdad, and he was an asshole.
Oh yeah, well that happens.
Yeah, he was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, terrible, terrible, terrible.
Is your mom still alive?
My mom is.
Where's she at?
She's at Chatsworth.
Oh, nice. In the deep in the valley.
Deep in the valley.
You see her much?
I do not, but I'm actually talking to her more now to because as I find details about the family history.
Right, because you need it now too.
Yeah, and she's the oldest out of the siblings because it was her, my aunt who passed away, and then my younger uncle who was a medic in Vietnam. And just he didn't become an actor, and he retired, but he was doing dialysis and was a badass. He had a chance to leave Vietnam. My grandpa called, who was it? It was somebody became a senator that was an actor.
Ronald Reagan?
Well, Ronald Reagan?
Yeah.
No, he called Ronald Reagan when the cops fucked with me. The sheriffs ransacked my lowrider. I had a Nissan hardbody. Remember those Nissan trucks?
Oh, wow, yeah, yeah.
And the Malibu.
Everybody would slam them.
Yeah, I slammed mine.
Yeah.
I had the 15-inch Cern Vegas in the back, two of them, the 1,000 watts of Kenwood.
And
two pull-outs.
Dayton's on it?
No, I had KMCs.
Nice.
I didn't want to be strapped with right, the Dayton's. Right. Yeah. So the sheriffs ransacked it. And obviously, and I was teaching martial arts. We were helping kids. I'd never smoked weed, and my grandpa got so heated, he called Reagan, and then Reagan's assistant, he had a few, she called me, and then next you know, like the top guy is the sheriff's department, and always the chief or a captain or whatever calls me, says, why didn't you just follow the report? I'm like,
what's that gonna
fucking
do?
Mexican, I know what reports do, they do nothing. Yeah. If I was a white person, maybe I'll go and file a report. Oh, this will work. A report.
If you filed it under Clifton Collins, it might have worked.
Yeah, well, I was in
if
a
they
low.
See Gonzalez, they're going to be like, hold on a second.
I think they saw Gonzalez from Reagan, the Ronald Reagan thing happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
It sounds like one of those Mexican law firms.
Oh, it was George Murphy. Eddie Cantor and George Murphy. That was the team. So when George Murphy became a senator, my grandmother had seen my uncle dragging a body to a Huey on the news.
Right.
And was like, oh my God. And so my grandpa calls George Murphy, and next thing you know, my uncle's getting a phone call on the battleship. And he's like, well, nobody's getting phone calls on the battleship. Yeah. I know who this is. It's Pops. He's like, mijo, he goes, your grandma, your mom saw you on TV in the body. She almost had a heart attack. You're coming home. He's like, Dad, no, I'm not. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to finish my tour. And when I'm done, then I'm coming home.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. And then he started cursing in Spanish. And the radio goes, Mr. Gonzalez, English, please. Mr. Gonzalez, because you couldn't speak another language besides English.
Wow.
Yeah. But life was so hard at home, he'd rather stay in Vietnam.
Wow.
So we had a very violent upbringing.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it sounds like it did.
Yeah. And
a
I'm
great
learning,
therapy session for you. I think
it is a great therapy session, but you know, you got to get through the pain to work with it.
That's the thing. You got to, I always say you got to say things sometimes to hear it. So, and that sometimes could be bad in a relationship. With like I'll just say something because I want to hear how it sounds, and then they're like, "Why would you say that?" I go, and you can't explain it. They think you're deflecting, but I'm like, "No, I really just need to hear it out loud."
Oh, so you repeat it?
Yeah, I'll be like, "Ah, pop, pop, pop," and they're like, "What the fuck was that?" I go, "I just need to hear it. Maybe if I hear it, then I understand it better."
It helps for me too. It helps for me to hear it from other people.
Yeah,
that's true. Well, like my grandfather telling me I could act. Because I didn't think I could. I was afraid. I didn't think I was.
You're good. Genetically predisposed to it.
Why I would you? You're so deep in the forest, you can't even smell the pine needles.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean. Yeah, you're just like, you know, sure I was tap dancing. I was the class clown. I was always getting those laughs at school and detention. You know.
How far did you go with hoofing?
Hoofing. I still hoof.
Yeah.
I got my shoes at home. Actually, I do a little tap dancing jockey.
Really?
Yeah, well, they were like, hey, we think Jackson, the character I played Jackson should do a dance. I'm like, I'm a horse jockey. How the hell am I going to do it? Like, give me a reason and we'll figure it out. And he couldn't really give me a reason.
Right.
So I found all these horseshoes all over the track, just all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I thought, fuck, instead of tap shoes, maybe I can make some. So with these, I got a bunch of these old ones.
Yeah.
So when they're not real white, I can't wear them at premieres.
Right.
You know, when they get old, so I could do like housework and shit and shoveling shit.
Oh, yeah. Old sneakers.
Yeah. So I brought three pairs. I put the bottle caps on the heels mm-hmm. and horseshoes on the front.
Weren't they fucking heavy?
They were heavy. And it took me a day to adjust. My calves were sore. And so I practiced for a little bit. And that's actually on my Instagram. I put a little post with to Bo Carter's I Get the Blues just to see how it worked. And then
I follow you. Why have I not seen this?
It was during the jockey period when we were filming. You'll see a whole little section. Just,
okay.
Just a handful of photos, but you'll see the tap dancing there.
Yeah.
And then I sent it to them. I said, dude, because I knew they wouldn't quite understand the concept of it. Because I'm like, no jockey would have a pair of legitimate tap shoes.
Yeah.
So I started with the Coke cans and the bottle caps like the kids do in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Because I love hoofing those kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'd go up to those kids in New Orleans and say, show me what you got. And they'd be like, tut, 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 tut. I'm like, okay, well, that's what the other kids do. Show me another one. They're like, okay, tut, 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 tut. Like, that's the same thing, but you led with the other foot. Yeah. They were like, oh, like they knew that I know a little bit, them little youngsters. And I'm like, okay, like show me what you got. And then they show me a different move. And I'm like, okay. So then I throw them a little five, a five. And then all the other family come running across. I'd see like, because I'd always go at like, I'd get like $100 every Saturday. And I'd get a bunch of fives.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go to any of the musicians or the dancers.
Yeah.
And I would just go. Like I'd leave my hotel early in the morning. And I'd the trumpet play. Anybody who's doing anything that's entertainment.
Right.
You know, and I'd just be dropping fives everywhere. And that was my Saturdays in New Orleans and Sundays. I'd love doing that.
Yeah, see, a lot of guys would take that 100, turn it into ones, and go to the strip joint.
Well, the strip joint is John Olmsted. That was kind of like my second home, Hustler.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah.
Head production dropped me off. Mr. Gones, Hustler's closed right now. I'm like, I understand.
Yeah.
If you can just drop me off on Bourbon in front of Hustler. Knock on the door. We're closed. It's Cliff. Oh, sorry. Come on in, buddy.
Yeah.
And that was my wind down.
Yeah, I get it.
A couple of drinks before going to bed.
My friend calls them wanstitutes. He says they want a prostitute, but they can't commit to it, so they're wanstitutes. They'll dry hump you and get naked, but that's as far as you're getting.
Honestly, it was just a hang for me.
No, I get it. I mean, you know.
I'd sit at the bar and talk. I'd literally have conversations with all of them. It was no lap dances for me.
I'm with you. I'm like, I don't even understand a lap dance anymore. I went through a phase, and like a girl gives you a lap dance. I'm like, what are you doing? Then they look at you like they're going to kiss you, and you're like, what are you looking in my eyes for? I don't want to look in your eyes. I don't want to see your pain, and I don't want you to see my happiness.
I remember on Dead Presidents, we hit up the clubs pretty hard, and Tucker was dropping 50s.
Where'd you shoot that?
Oviedo, Florida.
Really?
Yeah, and the cab ride to the friggin' strip club was expensive, so we would jump in one and all split it.
Yeah.
But they was dropping 50s. And I'd always pretend that I left my per diem at home. So like, I didn't bring any money. Let me give you a lap dance. I didn't bring my money. Like, and because I would always tell them jokes and get them laughing. Because you get them laughing, and then they want to give you free lap dances.
Yeah.
So I would get free lap dances. Tucker's dropping 50s. You know, I'm dropping nothing and get lap dances. And he was dropping 50s on the girl's sister that I was talking to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look at him as a mark now.
Pretty much. But he would call me like, and I'm like, yo, Cliff, get up here, man. I got your girl up here and her sister. I want to get with her sister. Like, I know you do, dude. We got to shoot M16s. Motherfucker, we shooting blanks. I know, but we got to be alert. We can still get hurt. We got to get up in a couple hours. Motherfucker, get up here, dude. Get up here. Like, I was his golden key to getting to this girl. And I just went back to bed. Look, we're still shooting M16. Look, they're still dying.
So you got to do all that in your early 20s. So
it was our early
20s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like you're doing that in your early 20s. For me, in my early 20s, rest and sleep meant nothing.
Well,
like, come on, let's go. We're going to go get chicks. This is great. We got to shoot at 6 a.m.? Fuck it. Let's go shoot at 6 a.m.
So here's the difference. I grew up with my grandfather talking about how hard it was to get work, how much they suffered, how little they got paid, how sometimes they got ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
You're never late for work. You're always prepared. And I think it was Andre Brower that told me once, he goes, you know, Clifton, a lot of these cats, they don't know. He goes, because I was asking about Glory. He's like, when I was on Glory, man, I was watching Denzel and Freeman like a hawk. I was just watching him learning. And you had the other fools that were going out, and I was staying home. You got to think about like being an athlete. You got to get your rest. You got to be mentally rested, physically rested. And you got to be ready, or you're like not going to win.
I've only met Andre Broward once. I loved him on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So
okay, I did Thief with him, where we both got nominated for Emmys. He won, actually.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you have an Emmy, though, don't you?
No.
Golden Globe? What do you got?
I don't have...
You should have something.
I have a SAG Award. I've got some awards.
Yeah, because you're not like, you know... It's funny because you're one of those actors who everybody knows your name. Everybody.
Like both of them?
Both of them. They know both of your names. They'll know you as Clifton Collins, or they'll know you as Gonzalez.
When they say Gonzalez, I know the old school.
Yeah. Because I remember you, because when I met you at...
Boondocks?
At Boondocks, and they go, this is Clifton Collins Jr. I go, no, that's not his name.
Gonzalez.
Yeah, I was like, that's not his name. I don't know him as that. And I don't know where. And I'm like, is there another guy? And you go, oh, you even told me. I go, no, I changed it. And I go,
I went back to it.
Yeah.
When I was doing Price of Glory.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I was kind of being haunted. I lost my dad to a suicide when I was doing 187.
Right.
Like 2 days before I killed myself in the movie, I had my father's funeral.
Ugh.
Yeah. So, you know, Samuel was there for me every step of the way. Like, he's, I make one call, I take care of everything for you. So it was always a weird thing being Gonzalez, knowing that I was, because I remember even the morgue scene with Samuel, and you know, what high school movie has a morgue scene? It's a high school movie. Yeah. I said, Sam, this is really weird, man. He goes, what? I said, well, you know me as Clifton Gonzalez, but I'm really Clifton Collins Jr., and we're here doing a fancy movie with you and Mel Gibson producing Icon Productions, and I'm Clifton Gonzalez pretending to be dead when the Clifton Collins Sr. is really dead, really in a morgue right now. Today, I just got to phone my sister asking me if I wanted anything from the morgue, which is very surreal, like art imitating life. Yeah, I don't know what the hell you call it. I have that a lot in my life, like those weird moments.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Have you ever done that thing where somebody asks you how you're doing and you say fine, even though you're not fine? I know you have because I know I've done it and I did it for a long time. Anyway, here's the thing. You're probably not just going to reveal everything that's going on to whoever asks. It's much better to talk to somebody who's qualified to help you get through it. And that's why I recommend trying Talkspace, which makes therapy so accessible and easy. With Talkspace, you can match with a licensed therapist and schedule a live video session, all from the comfort of your phone, laptop, or whatever device you want to do. You can start messaging your therapist the same day you sign up. You won't have to wait weeks for your first appointment, and Talkspace will accommodate your schedule rather than the other way around. I know, because I have a therapist that I talk to, and I have to schedule around her. And now, guess what? Now I have Talkspace, so I don't have to schedule on anybody. Let me tell you something. 2020 and all the lockdowns really took a toll on me in numerous ways, and I'm not ashamed to say that I needed somebody to talk to. It kind of snuck up on me, and by the time I realized I needed help, I had honestly been bottling it all up for so long, Sometimes we wait a little too long to do what we need to do, right, men? But once I started talking to somebody, it really helped. So if you're bottling up some things and telling everybody it's fine when you know it's not, give Talkspace a try. It's so easy and quick to start, and you'll be so grateful that you did. Whether you're experiencing depression, anxiety, or problems, Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform to help you sort through any issue. Start feeling better with a single message. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with promo code PETERS. That's $100 off when you use code PETERS at Talkspace.com.
And then when I did Light It Up, right from Light It Up, I went straight to Price of Glory. And then Light It Up, people called me and they said, hey, are you going to go by your Collins name or Gonzalez Gonzalez? And I was like, that's trippy because I never ever talked about going back to my birth name.
Yeah.
Although I was tired of getting fucked with when you travel, like, well, there's an alias or somebody's used you this or residuals or like somebody's by the name Gonzalez Gonzalez has got your social. And that's me. Well, who's Collins? That's me. I had to send copies to the IRS for every residual check. I still got like 40. I found 40 prints of my driver's license, my socials, my SAG card because I had to mail it with every IRS thing. And that was a pain in the ass. And then when they called me, like we were thinking about if you wanted to go back to your birth name, I was like, and then we were shooting at the Inglewood Forum and my dad had lived in a trailer park across the street.
Oh,
and I
wow.
got the phone call. And John Seda and I had gone outside, so I had a phone signal. And it happened to ring because I wouldn't have got it had I been in the boxing ring with John. Right. And then I picked it up and I just took that as a sign. Like I got to follow the signs. Like, you know, I honored my grandfather for 10 years.
Hey, by the way, you got in fantastic shape with that movie.
I was at 165 and I dropped to 150 with Benny the Jet, one of my childhood heroes.
Oh yeah.
Six weeks of
I met Benny.
I love Benny. Sensei Benny.
I met Benny at a martial arts thing in Vegas a few years ago.
He's special.
Yeah.
That whole family's special.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I'm very involved in that world too. So I meet a lot of these guys too. You know, Bill Wallace, I got to meet.
Oh, wow. Superfoot.
Yeah.
Superfoot Wallace.
Yeah. I met him right before he passed, actually.
Oh, wow. I did a Walker Ranger with
Chuck?
With Carlos.
Carlos Norris?
Yep.
Is he Mexican?
Yep. Half.
Really?
Carlos Norris.
Wow.
You want to look up his.
Did you know that one? Chuck Norris is half Mexican? And he looks like the fucking whitest white boy ever.
Now, trip out on this. He was playing, and we were both playing illegal aliens. So he had to get in a little bit of brown phase. And I looked at Chuck, and I was like, hey, Chuck, how are you playing like an illegal million? Well, my name's Carlos. I'm half Mexican. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
The hell? Because there was no internet back then.
Yeah.
So what the hell? Like, but brown face and blonde hair.
Right. Isn't he kind of a ginger almost, too?
Oh, my God.
He's like a Canelo.
I don't know, but he wouldn't square off with me. I just want to do a photo of us squaring off, like him and Bruce, you know, like, and he wouldn't do that with me.
Really?
Yeah.
He trained under my jiu-jitsu teacher. He got his black belt from the Machado brothers.
Really?
I trained with Jean-Jacques Machado.
Okay.
And Hegan as well. Jean-Jacques is actually my son's godfather.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't mind getting into some of that stuff.
Oh, you would love jiu-jitsu.
I think so.
Especially for guys our age, it's even better because it's, you know.
Groundwork.
Groundwork. You get tired. We're fighting and I get tired. I know what to do to get my wind back. I just pull you in my guard and be like, all right, now I can rest a little bit.
Just a big old hug.
Yeah, no, you hang on. I pull you in, I hang on. And if you're on top position, I just have to wait for you to move. And a lot of guys aren't going to move quick when you're in top position because that's where you're going to make mistakes. So you want to think about it. And the more time they take, the more time you've got.
It's chess.
Yeah.
Not checkers.
Yeah. So it's fun.
You know? I was a good counterfighter.
Yeah. That's what jiu-jitsu teaches you. It's basically what it is.
Oh, I used to love counterfighting. I used to love it. I used to love it so much. I just loved fucking with people's heads. It's almost like comedy.
Yeah.
You know, I'd pace myself. I'd fight kind of slow at first. You know, and I do a couple moves, set some patterns, and then I go real fast and fuck them up.
I always get in trouble when I'm like rolling with younger kids because they'll roll. They're quicker, they're faster, they're jumping all around you.
Are you clothed?
Yeah, you're wearing gi.
Oh, okay.
I do gi. It's easier. Gi is easier
not
because
it's Greek wrestling.
No. It's not. There's no olive oil involved in Greco-Roman. The real Greco-Roman.
You see where I'm going with it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, because you want to be clothed, especially in jiu-jitsu.
I can only imagine.
You can be entered easily.
I can only imagine. wait till you read Prison Ramen. You'll see some of those stories.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna.
Yeah, there's some good
Eddie's
ones.
Excited. He's probably gonna read it first, and he's gonna tell me all about it.
Oh, he'll know some of those recipes. There we go.
I already saw ramen tamale on there.
Yeah. My favorite is a chili corn chip pie.
They sell those now at the food trucks, don't they, Eddie?
Oh, they do the top ramen now with the media. Have you seen a lot of places are doing that?
No.
You can buy them on food trucks and stuff. And they do the tapatio top ramen.
There's a tapatio top ramen now. Do you know that?
Wow.
We got it here. I'm going to go grab one and give it to him so he can take it home with him.
So I donated a portion of the proceeds to Homeboy Industries and Father Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I
always make sure I buy my water at the airport from Homeboy. They have the store there.
Oh, their cafe is amazing.
They got great sandwiches.
At Homeboy Industries?
Yeah.
A homegrown cafe next door? It's organic food. It is delicious. Yeah.
I met the guy that started it at an event once.
Not Father Greg Boyle.
No, one of the guys, I guess he might be the figurehead of it or something, but.
Okay.
It was looks like a retired cholo.
It's when you walk in
that's
there.
That's the tapatio ones.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Look at that.
And there's extra spicy, too.
Oh, man. Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Eddie, no, don't stop. Now you're talking.
You want one? He'll make you one right now.
You're talking dirty to me. Oh, my God.
Can we get you one made one right now?
You're wonderfully evil. Yes, I do.
Eddie, make him an extra spicy one.
Fine. I'll take it. It's a love-hate thing.
Yeah.
It's a.
Pick, you want to make an extra spicy one for?
Extra spicy. Oh, my God. That sounds really amazing.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love this.
Oh, my grandma used to make some of the craziest huevos rancheros and the chile and stuff.
Yeah.
All homemade. When grandpa would make it, you always knew when grandpa would make it because when I'd pull up to the house, oftentimes they'd be outside coughing because he made it too strong. It's just like pepper spray. So when I'd see them outside coughing, I'd pull up laughing my ass off and also excited because I knew it was going to be hot.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, grandpa made the chile this morning. Huh? He goes, see me, I put too much chile. But it's going to be picos hoy. I said, okay, grandpa, cool.
I like chilaquiles. That's what
chilaquiles?
I like.
Chilaquiles? I make a bomb-ass chilaquiles.
Yeah, I just like it because I like texture. So you get the crunch and the soft and mm-hmm. the, you know. And I think I like the red one better than the green one.
Look, everyone's starting to make these. They put media in the ramen.
They put?
Media.
Okay.
You can find them all over L.A.
Oh, wow, that looks really good. Okay, I'm going to stop looking at that. That's.
Oh, yeah, Pick's making you with no beady other.
I got Pavlov big time.
You're going to be beady.
I'm not even stoned, and I'm already, oh, my God. Yeah.
You want some weed, by the way? Have
no, you. Afterwards, maybe.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We got you if you need it.
Yeah.
We're very stalked here.
And you're close to my house, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. You can literally stop by any time.
I love that you're here. I'd love to come by for fights. I've been really low-key.
Oh, yeah. We watched the fights last night here.
Yeah, did. I was busy. I was so deep studying and researching and writing.
For Grandpa,
yeah. Yeah. Like it's funny because you can think that you found everything and, you know, you change a letter or a word. Next thing you know, you tap into like a treasure chest of photos and history. And you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then you're up for like three more hours.
What's the direction you want to go with the story?
I'm going to start with the origin story for Grandpa's as a feature. And then I was speaking to my reps about doing a mini series just on the Carpa scene from the 1900s to 1940s. He's like, yeah.
Remember I told you the dog was acting like a brat? She does that when she's tired. So she acts like a brat when she's tired, so you'll pick her up so she can sit on your lap and fall asleep.
Aww.
And that's what she's done now. So the snoring you're hearing is is the dog. Well, because she's a pug. She's got big-ass eyes. She can't close them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how my mom used to sleep. Oh, he knows. She knows. Yeah.
Did we get a clean one on that? Oh, yeah. It's my pug. It's So you're really enjoying this podcast, huh?
Yeah. But how was the fight last night?
I mean, Tyron Woodley really wasn't busy enough. He wasn't busy enough. Nah. He stood there, and I don't know what he was waiting for. He would wait for Jake Paul to throw punches, and then he'd try and throw a punch. I'm like, you're the professional fighter here. You should be dictating the pace of this fight.
But maybe he was, and that was his way.
No.
You don't think?
Because you're fighting a taller guy, and he was fighting on the outside. I mean, you should be fighting on the inside.
Because of his long arms.
Yeah, you guys got long arms. You should dip in, put your forehead on his chest and get busy. But he fought the wrong fight, and he deservedly lost.
Wow.
And I can't believe he had the nerve to be like, no, I think I won that. I'm like, no, you did not. There's no way you should think you won that.
Wow. That's interesting. So. Yeah. I didn't watch it. It's
But anytime there's a fight, and I'm home, it's here. We have the fight here every time.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't realize you were so close to me.
Yeah. Oh, what now? Okay, we're gonna wrap it up. We're gonna wrap it up there, baby. What are you barking at? Okay, go on, go figure it out. Oh. Anyway, what do you think, Cliff? You good?
I'm good, man.
All right. We're gonna get you some Top Ramen, the Tapatio ramen.
Tapatio. I'm excited for you to see Jockey.
Yeah, I want to see. When's it out?
It'll be out in December, but I might be able to get you a link.
Yeah, they do that now, and I still haven't. I've been sent a few links, and I still don't know how to operate it.
Yeah, well, this one will be a very special closer link, so right. You won't have to go through the whole rigor mortis, the whole thing of. It's confusing.
There's a little theater upstairs I can watch it in. That's why.
Oh man, no, this is a beautiful. I mean, we had a crew of 10, so.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very small, so it was easy to. And we had a live horse track. It was live, like so. I would literally.
Where'd
jump
you shoot it?
At a Turf Paradise,
which is
in Northern Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was like a church like on every corner. That part scared me.
Yeah, that just freaked me out. That
no,
kind of
when
stuff.
You when you walk 3 miles and you pass 8 churches, you're like, how evil are these people in this town? You need this many churches.
That's what I say all
like,
the time.
How are you people this bad that you need this many churches? And how did the church get people? Like, we got the better God, or hey, you'll get to heaven here.
Yeah, yeah.
But how do you get people into your parish? Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah, big sign. God eats here.
Yeah, you know? Right? Like, I didn't know. It was creepy. Like, I'm way cooler with liquor stores than...
I would much rather have a liquor store.
Same.
At least I know I can trust them.
It's the truth. Yeah, some Everclear, some Cisco.
Yeah.
Remember the old Cisco?
No.
You know Cisco. You remember Cisco? Little bottle of Cisco with Jack. Boy, I'd be singing Distant Lover out to all the ladies after one little bottle of Cisco.
Yeah.
Grape. It tasted like solid, like liquid Kool-Aid syrup.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, but one little, like I remember my homeboy from Watts, like, here, homie, I'm like, what are you clowning me? You got an OE, a big old OE, and I got a little purple Cisco? Don't worry, you'll be fine. I'm like, whatever, dude. Womp. Distant lover. I'm like singing it, walking out the club, just literally singing to chicks like, yeah, man, like I know them personally. I ain't met none of these girls. I'm singing to all of them. Like, you're fearless in your 20s.
Oh, yeah.
Fearless. Like, I could take all these girls home.
Oh, I was that guy.
I was terrible.
In my 30s. When I started drinking, that's when I was, I became really like, I was getting laid a lot because I was just, my game stepped up. My fears went away. I was like, let me talk to this girl.
I didn't realize what a bad reputation I had until I got engaged. And then
did you
all
have a bad
my,
reputation?
All my exes came out. A bunch of them were mad at me. And then chicks didn't believe it was happening. Like, they thought it was like, this can't be happening, you know, because I've never been engaged. And when I got engaged.
I've been engaged. The woman I'm with now, I'm actually marrying her. So. But
when?
Next year.
How long?
We have a date and everything. I just don't want to say the date on here.
You've been engaged for like 4 or 5 years?
No, we haven't even been together that long.
Oh, okay.
Year and a bit.
Oh, okay.
But we clicked it like, it's that when you go, I went, fuck, I get it now. I get it.
How beautiful is that though, to find a compatible...
Yeah, and she's from Long Beach, you know what I mean? She's not like...
Strong Beach?
Yeah, she's from the hood part of Long Beach, 9th and Elm.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so she's not like a little prissy one. She's,
right, but there's something beautiful about people that come from places where they had to climb out of and rise out of, more importantly.
We're very similar in that regard. We both do what we had... We did what we had to do to get to where we had to get.
It builds character.
Yeah, so struggle. We both appreciate struggle, and we don't appreciate people who don't appreciate struggle.
Same,
because I'm
same.
Like... You don't know struggle. You don't really know adversity.
I can't even hang out with you.
Yeah.
I can't. I just can't.
And I always liken it to boxing. I like everybody thinks they're going to be good at this. And the first time you get cracked on the jaw and you feel your legs go wobbly and the birds are singing around your head, you go, wow, why did I do this?
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge.
You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
It's the same with comedy. The first time you get booed off stage is when you find out, are you going to do this more or are you going to quit?
How was that?
It made me stronger because it made me realize, don't let that happen again. It's the same thing with boxing. Oh, did I just drop my right hand? Remind me to keep my right hand up next time.
Right, you know? But you're not on a stage, though.
Well, you are, sort of. Well, I mean, people are watching you.
Right. But people didn't pay to come watch you box.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Whereas in here, you're hoping to have like a career of sorts.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. I would imagine.
But the first time is the worst time.
Is it?
Yeah, because you're like, wow. And you know, you play it back in your head and you realize it was you. It wasn't them.
But you also got to know who you're playing to.
Yeah, and I was green. I was 4 years into the stand-up then. That was 1993, you know. I've been doing it 32 years. So, like, at that time, I was like, ugh. My mouth went completely dry. And I remember thinking in my head, like, it felt the exact same as, doosh, it felt like that. Because I remember, felt like a dream sequence when it was happening. And I'm like, get me out of here. In my head, I'm like, get out of here. Run, retreat, get out of here. And I just, peace. And I walked off and I remember I wanted to cry, but I couldn't cry because I'm like, you look like a bigger bitch at that point. So I'm like, I just sat there like numb. I was like, ugh.
But now you probably got ace cards that you know that you can pull out.
Well, now you know if it's you or not.
Right.
You know, at that time I knew it was me, but now, the further you get into it, you know when it's them. And you know, and you also know where you went wrong. You all can pinpoint it, but right there is when I made the wrong turn.
So what was it, a bad joke?
No, it just wasn't ready. I was opening for the Far Side. And they were hot as hell at the time. They had Passing Me By out, and it was in Toronto. It was my hometown, and I'm a hip-hop guy. But, the scene doesn't really know me. Nobody knows. I'm nobody at the time. And I had this baseball jersey made to wear on stage that said Strictly Hip-Hop. And it was cream and red, and I wore these red jeans with it. And here's where I made the first mistake. I got this dope jersey made, and then I tucked it in my pants. like it was a shirt. And yeah, I'm like, yeah, idiot. So I walked out, and the audience was like, who's this clown? And then from there, you know, just bam, bam, boo, boo, get off.
But wait, so how do you...
And thinking back, had I had more experience in the comedy world, I could have won them over.
Really?
But I was just so... I had not had that happen before. I had no... Real adversity happened in the comedy world at that point. So
how do you go about going on the second time? And what's the fear factor like on that second time?
Well, no, you know where you went wrong. You realize what you did wrong, and you don't do that again. It's the same in boxing. Try to correct that mistake. Same martial arts, you know. And I bombed in front of people I wanted to not bomb in front of.
Wow. So the stakes got to be way higher.
Yeah, but again, still nobody knows who I am. I've not done any TV.
Gotcha. So, I'm invisible, so you kind of have still a clean slate, so to speak.
Yeah, and you have the like personal experience now. And there's no internet. I mean, there literally was no internet yet at that time. There was no
But social. You knew, though.
I knew. And
even
that's
though
where
the
you,
audience
that's,
didn't know.
That's where you dig into yourself.
So did you go back and you put it back together like, I don't do that? Or did you modify the routine?
No, it wasn't even the act.
It wasn't.
It was visual. It was tone. It was all the things you don't pay attention to. And that's when I became more aware of what I'm wearing on stage and how I'm wearing it. And I still pride myself on how I dress when I go on stage.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I love that insight.
She smells your food.
She's like, ah, tapatio, ramen tapatio me gusta mucho. He's the new face of ramen. She is. They don't make puppy ramen.
They probably do. They make everything for everyone now.
They do, don't they?
Because people get offended. Oh, she's coming around to your. She's coming around. All right, let's wrap this up.
Cool,
now.
Brother.
Thanks so much, Clifton.
Dude, thank you for the invite, man.
I mean, I'm glad you came. I'm glad you did it. I didn't think we would get you, to be honest with you.
What?
I don't know. I just look at you and I look at actors and they're busy. They got things to do.
I have a book here in case you was busy so I could finish reading this.
Yeah. I'm like, no, you're not like a B-list actor. You're an A-list actor.
I appreciate that. I don't see myself as that.
Well,
but thank you
should
brother.
See yourself as that because you are. You probably have a quote, a rate.
Not really.
You should get a rate. Paulie, get him a rate.
Maybe I'll have a rate.
Collins is available. His starting rate is $5 million, but you can negotiate up or down from there.
I'm happy to go either way.
Come here. Come here.
Anywhere from.
It's over.
Your jockey's, it's a special
He's
one.
He's going to get an endorsement deal from Jockey, the underwear brand.
We're doing the Academy push, so we're excited about that. That's the first time that people think I got nominated for Capote, which is kind of funny to go to, man, I was getting an Oscar for that. I'm just oh, it's great. And I just keep walking.
Yeah.
I didn't even get nominated.
Well, that's...
Perception, right?
It's all about perception. This whole game is about perception.
It really is.
Because, you're one of those guys who is unpinpointable. Like, is he that guy or is he this guy? Because he plays them both really well. Which guy is this guy,
And that's fun for me.
Yeah, because you can play it off according to how you feel. How you want that person to perceive you is how you can handle the situation. Do I want them to know I'm a nice guy? Maybe I don't. Maybe I sense dickiness from them. And I'm going to give him this version of me.
It's good to just be quiet and observe.
Yeah.
And just pay attention. Yeah. And you'll know right away.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
Yeah.
So Clifton Collins Jr., Gonzalez.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you, brother.
That same, brother.
This is Russell Peters. This was this episode of Culturally Canceled with myself in my backyard with horns, sirens, helicopters, airplanes, and of course, Paulie's fucking phone went off. And a snoring puppy. And then Kangol Kid once again reappeared. And baby C is here, and it was her birthday. So happy birthday, baby. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you like the podcast, please be sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts so more people can find out about it. And if you didn't like it, go fuck yourself. And follow us on Instagram at CulturallyRP on Twitter. We're also on YouTube if you want to see what the backyard kind of looks like. You don't really see what the backyard looks like. You just see where my smoking section looks like. Probably sneak a peek in the house, you weirdo. Also, we have a phone line now, so call and leave a message. You can ask me about whatever you want to ask me about. Hip-hop, parenting, food, boxing, MMA, relationships, comedy, sex. I don't give a shit. Ask me whatever you want. If you want to leave a message, the phone number is 424-666-1983. That's 424-666-1983. Until next week, I'm Russell Peters.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix Finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.